This is program number LW2457. Well, there's one thing advertising does to us, you know, whether it be on radio, on TV, billboards, magazines, newspapers, you name it. There's one thing it does to all of us. It makes our wants get out of hand. Hi, this is Larry West. Once upon a time, there was a manufacturing plant in a small Midwestern town that experienced some growing pains, so the plant manager decided to hire several of the local women on a part-time basis to help the plant get through its peak period. Well, after a few weeks, these part-time workers began to drop off. More and more failed to show up for work. Finally, none of them showed up for work at all one day. The plant manager got in touch with them and offered higher wages, but he found they weren't interested. Why? Well, one of them explained the reason. She said, "The extra money came in handy, but," she said, "now that we've bought all the things we needed, why should we bother to work?" The plant manager, a little startled, had a great idea. He sent each of those employees an illustrated mail order catalog, and then he sat back and waited. Within a week, all the women returned to work. There's one thing advertising does to us. It makes our wants get out of hand. Robert Frost once said, "A man will sometimes devote all his life to the development of one part of his body, the wishbone." One thing is for sure, the more there is to buy, the more our so-called needs we discover. More than 20 years ago, Vance Packard wrote a book called The Waste Makers, dedicated to the proposition that we people have become incredibly wasteful. In it, he says that we have become so preoccupied with our desire to consume that we've lost our ability to understand things like meditations, achievements, inquiries, personal worth, and service to others. And he wrote the book more than 20 years ago. His very last sentence in the book says, "The central challenge seems to be this. Americans must learn to live with their abundance without being forced to impoverish their spirit." Got a question for you today. How many catalogs do you get in the mail each year? How many advertisements do you think you see in a given day? Did you know that it's estimated that you are exposed to at least 500 advertisements each day? Check it out. You're plugged into radio, to the TV set. You see magazine articles, billboards, bumper stickers, T-shirts, you name it. And there's one thing for sure that advertising does to us. It makes our wants get out of hand. Benjamin Franklin said a long time ago, "If a man could have half his wishes, he would double his troubles." It's not good to have all your wishes. I don't care how many catalogs you get throughout the year. It's not good for you to have everything you want. If you did, you'd get spoiled, fat, and lazy, and even ungrateful. There are some things that you get because you didn't get your wishes that you couldn't get if you did. An ancient fellow by the name of Heraclitus said a long time ago, "It's not good for all your wishes to be fulfilled. Through sickness, you recognize the value of health. Through evil, the value of good. Through hunger, satisfaction. Through exertion, the value of rest." And you wouldn't have discovered all those things if you had gotten everything you wanted. That's the way it works. There's something else you wouldn't discover either, and that's God. The Bible says it's hard to be rich and go to heaven too. It's because material things get all of our wants mixed up. The Bible says, "For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ, and their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, with their minds set on earthly things." There are at least two books I bet you have in your house. One's a catalog, and the other is a Bible. You are the consumer, and both those books are filled with things that the ones who sent them want you to have. The choice is yours. What do you want? What do you really want? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. A Bible study course. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.